Hi everyone, welcome to today's episode of Money That Is Intercontinental, and this is episode 15. My, we've come quite a long way. We have 15 episodes already. Special shout out to our listeners. Without you guys, this podcast would not be what it is. Special shout out to those in Germany and Spain and in the US and in Canada. You guys have made this worth doing. Thank you so much. We are grateful so much for what you guys have done. We are grateful for the audiences that we have. We do not take it for granted. Our Spotify family, Apple Podcast is number 2 of our audiences. Some people are listening through their phone browsers. That's very good. Thank you so much. Some people are also listening via Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much. Spotify and iVox app. Thank you so much. Germany, Spain, the US, Nigeria, people on Amazon, in Sweden, Bulgaria, Canada. Shout out to you guys. All right. Now, today we're doing an update on something on education, because we see that, you know, it resonated deeply with our audiences and a lot of people, you know, really wanted to hear on that. So we're doing a follow-up, you know, think of it like a part two to our topic 2 weeks ago. And today we're talking about how to get your school fees paid on time using WonderMate. But before I go on, you know, as usual, I like to brag about my co-host because she's amazing. I think this podcast would not be the same without her. She does a lot of work on the back end. Please make welcome the one, the only, the beautiful, with the dimples, Hassana.
You can't see me, Femi. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for the warm welcome, as always, Femi. Thank you.
If you can't see Hassana, you should. I mean, I'm sorry for you, but I get to see her, so points for me. But yeah, it's nice to have a co-host on this podcast. It's made it amazing. Right. Like I said earlier, we're doing. By the way, before I go on, before I forget, if you're in Canada. And you're listening to this today, we're publishing this today, we will be we're exhibiting at the Canada Africa FinTech Summit. I'm trying to get the address for that, but it's the Canada Africa FinTech Summit. It's in Sheraton Center Toronto Hotel. So, you know, you can come around if you're in Canada. And you're in Toronto. Is it Toronto or Toronto? You know, sometimes, yes, obviously it's Toronto, Toronto, you hear all kinds of things, you know, you're like, okay, I mean, however you call it, come out, come say hi. We have our backdrop there. We are there. Come say hi, come take pictures, come ask questions on school fees, how you're going to get school fees. And so on, how you can get things done. So yeah, back to today's topic, we're talking about how to pay your school fees on time. All right, so Hassana, I mean, I know I've asked you this question before, but I'm just for the sake of this episode, bear with me, I'm gonna ask again. I mean, have you ever had a situation where your school fees was delayed?
I'm trying to think. I think it happened once. Yeah, I think it happened once.
Okay.
And I remember how I was worried. My dad was worried. I was like, it's all over. This admission struggled for it's all over. There are a lot of issues happening at that time. So yeah, but what saved me was that the deadline was extended. If it wasn't, I don't know what would have happened. But yeah, it happened once.
I know. I can imagine. You know, even as a university, even if you attend a university in your country, rather, school fees can still be a problem. but not to, but you know, as an international student, it's double, right? There's that anxiety that doesn't go away. If you think you have faced anxiety, I think you should try being an international student. The anxiety is times 100. At every stage, you're always going to be worrying about money because your house rent is in a foreign currency, your school fees is in foreign currency, your living expenses is also in a foreign currency. So sometimes, you know, people go hungry because they're trying to run around to pay school fees. It's always that worry. If you're in countries like the UK, you know, once you've exceeded a particular deadline, the school is already preparing a letter to send to the Home Office that you haven't paid your school fees. So, you know, they're going to, like, they can send you home. So it's that worry. It's an endless cycle of worrying. But, you know, so that's one of the things we want to talk about today, that sometimes the money for the school fees is ready, but there's a delay because the bank or whoever is supposed to pay the money, you know, is delaying, or your parents or your guardian, whoever is paying, cannot find foreign exchange. And so you're running out of deadline, especially as an international student. You've had that for enrollment, for exam fees, for, you know, again, a lot of international schools have all of these deadlines and timelines. And these are real, real challenges faced by international students all over the world, especially Nigerians. Sometimes you send the money to reverses. Sometimes it takes 5 days or 7 working days, you know, for the money to get there. So you are going to registration desk. And these are real issues. Again, I remember when I was doing when I did my MBA, you go to registration, you meet students, long, long queues of students from Nigeria, from Ghana, from all of these countries. Everybody's worried because the money hasn't arrived. The schools, they, you know, the accounting department says they haven't seen any money. So you go back to your bank and you'll be coming every day, you know, to make sure that the money is there. Otherwise, and for each week that passes that the money hasn't arrived, it's climbing on the money. So you're paying interest for, even though they've sent the money from Nigeria or from wherever they've sent it. So there's that worry. And then the school says, oh, you know, if you haven't paid your money before this date, you can't write exams. And exams are like 2 weeks' time, right? So you can't even focus in class because you're worrying about school fees. You're worrying about, you know, the interests on the money. You're worrying about the exam dates. You're worrying about if exchange rate changes again, the money goes up again. Like, oh, God, it's a whole thing. Lecturers in class teaching, okay, so this is how you do, let me think of one of the courses that I did. So like international trade, so this is how these things happen in China and everything. And you can barely listen in class because you are worried. You have anxiety problems because of school fees. So it's a really big deal. It's a really, really big deal. I think there was this story about this girl in the UK that lost her admission because the money did not arrive on time. Right, there are cases where you've paid money to the school even when the money arrived to school, but because of the banking system in that country and Nigeria, they don't reconcile on time. So you get to the school doesn't says, okay, we haven't sent your money, so we can't send you admission letter. Meanwhile, you need the admission letter to apply for your visa, so that delays everything. Like it's a whole thing. Everything just falls apart like a house of cards. It's a very big issue. So this is one of the issues that One Remit is trying to solve, where you can pay today and this money gets to the school today or max tomorrow morning, right? Whether you're in the UK or you're in the US, in Canada, in Australia, in Italy, Portugal, Cyprus, Ireland, Germany, Canada, you know, even if you're in Ghana. Right, even if you're not Nigerian, but you're already an international student and you've been having some of these challenges that I mentioned, and you're schooling in some of the countries that, you know, you're currently schooling maybe in Europe or, you know, in the global north, that's Canada, Australia, the US, Scandinavian countries, you know, even in South America, Bolivia, Ecuador, Colombia, you know, and in Malta, Poland, in India, and you're schooling there, you can contact One Remit and you can see how to send your fees across. We can solve that problem once and for all. You do not have to, or in Dubai actually, you don't have to constantly struggle with that. I see somebody's listening from Senegal, right? Whether Ghana, Senegal, if you are schooling in any of these places, reach out to us. We can help you sort out your fees. You send us the Naira or Cedis, or I'm not sure the currency that they spend in Senegal. Now, let me confirm that. The West African franc is what they spend in Senegal. If you have that, reach out to us at One Remit. That's www.oneremit.co. That's www.oneremit.co. oneremit.co. One more time, oneremit.co. Reach out to One Remit and let's help you sort this out. This is school fee season. I think from now till the end of October this year, a lot of people are going to be paying fees. So reach out to us. Let's help you sort that out. If you also run a business, you want to pay your vendors that are abroad, you're a Nigerian business, you're an African business, whether based in Nigeria, Africa, or based abroad, we can help you out. Let's help ease the tensions, the emotional stress. Let's help you graduate. Some people cannot graduate because the money doesn't get there. The emotional stress, the, you know, anxiety, the trauma, the PTSD, you know, every time you need to pay money and the money is not ready or the money has not arrived. Let's remove all of that so you can enjoy and focus on being a student. Hassana, I don't know if you have anything to add.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate that schools abroad, they don't joke with their deadlines. I have to know that paying on time is not just, oh, it's convenient. It protects you from bigger problems, because if your school is late, you're looking at your student portals getting locked, transcript, if it's time that you're graduating, extra late fees sometimes. Let's not even talk about the emotional stress, both for parents or the people paying your school fees and the students. It's really insane. And this is where One Remit fixes things, because the right payment partner will change the game. And it's One Remit, you're getting this payment done on time. There is flat, there's zero fees attached, so it's like transparent fees, there's no surprise. And One Remit is designed for payments like this, especially things are this urgent, like your school fees. The process is faster and stress-free.
Yes, very correct. All right. If you have questions, please reach out to us wherever you're listening from. Get to the One Remit website, send us a message, send us an email. We would respond. Thank you, Hassana, for being amazing as usual. I'm grateful I get to do this with you. All right. Till we see next week, Friday, stay fresh and stay great.
Bye,
bye for now.